In Najaf today, Iraqis found a mass grave and uncovered dozens of corpses, including some wearing blindfolds and with bound hands. The bodies are thought to be Iraqis executed in 1991 after a failed uprising against the Saddam Hussein regime. Workers from the Red Crescent say they suspect more graves will be found in the area. Joining us now on the phone from Baghdad is Christine Hauser. She's a reporter with Reuters. Christine, you were in Najaf today at the site of this mass grave. Can you describe what it was like, what the scene was there?
The site was located about 20 kilometers north of Najaf in an area which was very deserted. It was mostly a sort of desert area, quite sandy, with a few plots of fertile farmland. What was happening today was there were several Iraqi workers who were grave diggers, and they were using their hands and some simple garden tools, and they removed mostly sort of rotting clothes. One of the farmers who lived there said that he first discovered the site when he had tried to extend his plot of land, and on digging, he discovered some clothes, and what he could see were obviously sort of human bones, or what he suspected were human bones. He basically told me that he lived with this secret for about 6 or 7 years. Obviously, he couldn't do anything about it because Saddam Hussein was still in power.
Do you know how many bodies were found?
When I was there, I went twice today to that site. In the morning, we saw them retrieve, it appeared to be 6 bodies that they pulled out. And then we went to another site nearby and returned to the first one later in the afternoon. And by then, they had sorted the remains into sort of bundles, which there were about 20 of them by midday.
We have read that some of the bodies still had blindfolds on and the hands were bound. Is that correct?
Not all of them, but there were a few which still had what looked like strips of cloth wrapped around their skulls. And on one skull in particular, it was very obvious because the scarf was still sort of wrapped tightly around, you know, the eye sockets of the skull. They also found among the remains, sort of in the place where the hands would have been, pieces of yellow twine which were removed from the remains in a sort of figure eight pattern, which suggested that they had been used to sort of tie hands, and indeed that was the conclusion of the grave diggers. And the description of a few of the farmers who said that they had seen people being executed with their hands tied to their back sort of merged with what we saw today. I might add, this is obviously not a sort of scientifically correct, you know, forensic conclusion or anything, but it pretty much matches up with what people have told us about what they have seen and then what we actually saw.
Now, were families beginning to gather, looking for the remains of relatives and loved ones, or has that process not begun yet?
Well, there have been quite a few Iraqi families who show up at the gates of various former Iraqi opposition groups which have settled into Najaf and opened offices. And people go to their offices and they ask for help in finding missing, you know, relatives. One of those groups was helping in the excavation today and indeed had informed some people that they would be doing the excavation. So some family members did come along in the hope that maybe they would be able to find some sign that one of their missing relatives or family members were found.
Is it likely that more of these kinds of graves are going to be found in this area or in other parts of Iraq as well?
Well, by the looks of the site, it was flat in some areas, and then there were sort of peculiar unsettled earth mounds in the immediate vicinity. So just visually, the terrain suggested there might be more. However, we spoke to a U.S. Marines civil affairs officer. He said, I think it was just the tip of the iceberg for the region, and he also suspected that many more bodies would be found.
Christine Hauser is a reporter with Reuters. She joined us from Baghdad. Thanks very much, Christine.
Okay, thank you.